summer. For many people, just screams vacation. And we're now in the heart of vacation travel season.
Traveling, I'm so excited. I'm more excited than I've been in a long time.
But this year, travel seems especially challenging. As excited as people are to get back to traveling after years of pandemic closures and restrictions, they seem to be hitting roadblocks wherever they turn.
We're hoping the plane is there when we're ready to get on it. There's a pilot to fly it.
If it's not inflation and gas prices throwing a wrench in plans, it's airline chaos with flights canceled and delayed, sometimes at the last minute.
They cancel my flight as I'm boarding a plane.
And COVID isn't ready to be packed away yet. In fact, it's back with a couple of new, highly contagious subvariants.
Trying to avoid a COVID infection right now is really tough, and it has been for months.
Is it time to just stay home? We look at vacation travel and how you can overcome some of these obstacles when Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Marla Tejas, here for Al Eisner. We've just come off a couple of holiday weekends, which were no holiday for a lot of people, with thousands of flights being canceled and tens of thousands more facing delays. There was more frustration than vacation for many people across the country. Joining us to talk about the airline problems, how to make plans, and what to do if travel woes impact you is the gentleman you see right there. His name is Scott Kies. He's the founder of Scott's Cheap Flights newsletter. Welcome, Scott. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, give us some good news, please. Can you offer travelers good news? And does it look like we'll be facing these problems all summer long?
I suppose the bad news is that, yes, I think we are going to be facing these sorts of problems, you know, in drips and drabs, in waves. But the good news is that I want to give people a sense of perspective. Even on the worst days that we've seen over the past month, well over 18, 19 out of 20 flights have still been flying. The vast majority of flights are not getting canceled. Now, even one cancellation is too many, and it's awful for folks whose flights does get canceled. But all folks ask me, should I preemptively cancel my vacation? Should I just go ahead and can it before it begins? And I tell those folks, no, you know, look, the chances are that your flight is still going to fly and fly out on time. It's only a very, you know, a couple percentage points of flights that are getting canceled. Say, you know, come prepared with a backup plan, pray for some good juju, but chances are your flight is ultimately going to fly as it was scheduled.
We do all need some good juju, don't we? You just mentioned the possibility of flight cancellations. What do you do if you find yourself with a canceled flight? What is the smartest course of action?
There are a lot of things to do if you find out that your flight gets canceled. First is you want to check on your flight before you get to the airport, because especially in LA, where there's five different major airports in the vicinity, it's possible that you could actually get rebooked out of a different airport than you had originally planned to fly out of. And that's going to be much easier to get to if you're still at home than if you've already shown up to the airport. So that's show up early. Second, you want to make sure that you come prepared with a backup plan for which flight you would specifically like to get reassigned to. Gate agents, phone agents are handling hundreds, thousands of people. If you have a specific flight, you're more likely to get it rather than the one they just assign you to. Finally, make sure that you don't just call the airline's main support line, because everybody is calling the main U.S. hotline. Instead, remember that, for instance, American Airlines has offices not just in the US, but in Canada and Mexico and the United Kingdom and Australia. And you can call those international phone lines and get through to an agent far quicker than the US hotline. And those agents in international offices can handle your reservation and rebook you just the same as US-based agents can.
Okay, so from canceled flights to what if you are find yourself in a position where you're bumped off of a flight? Do people have legal recourse? And then also in the news this week, the idea of volunteering essentially to get bumped off, because there's big money in that.
That's right. Look, if you get bumped from a flight and you didn't volunteer to do so, if they couldn't find anybody to volunteer, and so They have to just involuntarily deny someone boarding. Under federal law, you're entitled to over $1,500 of compensation on most flights. But the good news is actually you're generally able to get far more than that just by volunteering to give up your seat and take a later flight. I've seen airlines offer as much as $10,000 for passengers to give up their seat and take a later flight. And for me, you know, for my money, waiting a few extra hours for that next flight is well worth $10,000. I'm hoping I get that offer. But remember that you can't, you can negotiate for things other than flight credit as well. You know, it doesn't just have to be a voucher. You can ask, for instance, to be put on a business class seat for your next flight instead of maybe your original economy seat. You can ask for a lounge pass or meal credit or other types of things. Almost like In-N-Out and their secret menu. Airlines have a secret menu as well. But you're not going to get any of that if you don't actually explicitly ask for it.
You never know until you ask. Isn't that right?
That's right.
I love that tip, the secret menu for airlines. When planning your travel, because we know it could be bumpy, I'm speaking figuratively, how, and pricey, that's the other thing. We're dealing with inflation. So how far in advance should people be planning their summer or now fall trips?
So ideally, you want to, if cheap flights are a priority, you want to try to book your flight during what's called the Goldilocks window. This is a period in advance of travel when cheap flights are most likely to pop up. So if you're traveling domestically, 1 to 3 months is usually when those cheap domestic fares are popping up, but international, more like 2 to 8 months in advance. But the thing is, if you're traveling during a peak travel period like summer or like Christmas, New Year's, you'll need to add a few months to those recommendations. And so that's why my recommendation today is that if you're thinking about which flights to book today, it's not summer flights that are going to be cheap. And it might not even be those early fall flights. It's actually going to be those winter holiday flights. Just in the same way that a winter coat is going to be on sale during the summer, so too with those winter holiday flights. So for your Christmas plans, your New Year's plans, think about getting those flights booked now while everybody else is thinking about booking their summer plans.
Okay, very good. We have less than a minute, so if you can condense your answer here. We do want to talk really about the root causes of these problems anyway. So is this because of staffing shortages ultimately and scheduling issues?
Absolutely. Look, it's the fact that airlines don't have enough pilots, planes, or ground crew to operate as full a schedule as they would like, and especially as full a schedule as the traveling public demands. Travel demand, vacationers are fully rebounded to where it was pre-pandemic, but the airline's ability to fly is still down 15-20%. And so that's why you're seeing high fares, why you're seeing a lot of chaos at the airports. The good news is that for the fall and beyond, there's still a lot of great deals popping up. Just today, we found flights from Los Angeles LAX out to Maui for $237 round trip, or LAX over to Tahiti for $660 nonstop round trip.
Tahiti sounds nice right about now, does it not?
Absolutely. I think a lot of folks could use that trip.
Yeah, my goodness. Okay. Well, thank you, Scott Kies, for your always useful travel advice. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Marla.
Coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, while you may have big dreams about your summer vacation travel, is your budget holding you back? We've got some advice on how to manage your expectations and still make your summer one to remember. Okay, you were lucky enough to get on the flight. Now, will you be able to pay for that, not to mention the rest of your vacation? Oh, and also rent and mortgage, groceries, gas? Are you feeling the crunch? Joining us to talk about that and other money matters is Bobbi Rebell. She's a personal finance expert and author of Launching Financial Grown-Ups. Welcome, Bobbi. Thanks so much for your time and expertise today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, people are desperate to travel after being forced to stay at home because of COVID. But now, Bobbi, they're caught between their dream trip and an unfortunate financial reality. What can people do?
Well, thank you so much for this important topic. The truth is, unfortunately, we have to match our mindset to our actual budget. So we want to keep in mind that no trip is going to be fun if you spend the whole trip stressing out about the bills that are going to be waiting for you when you get home. So keep an open mind when you travel. Be flexible. For example, if you look at Google Flights, you can see a map very easily of what days are going to be the best days for your budget to travel, depending on where you go. When you're deciding where to go, we all want to go on our dream vacations that we've been thinking about for a couple of years. But maybe be open-minded. Maybe go to a service like Scott's Cheap Flights and check out where the bargains are right now that may also be equally interesting to you. Another thing you can do is if you were thinking about going away for, let's say, a week, maybe instead of going away for 7 nights, you go away for 5 nights. That can cut the cost of your trip a lot. And also maybe think about a hybrid approach. If you've always been dreaming about staying at a certain luxurious hotel in a certain destination, maybe split the difference. And from those 5 days away, spend 3 days at a more affordable hotel where you do all of the activities in that destination. And then the last couple of nights, maybe there you go to the splurge hotel where you really use all of the amenities at that splurge hotel and have the best time. And you really get the best of both worlds. You've been at your dream hotel and had that experience, but you also were able to fit the vacation within your budget.
I'm sure you are a proponent of a staycation too, and sort of make the most of your own neighborhood, maybe plan some nights out at restaurants instead of having to, you know, stay at a hotel for a week.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's so much. Remember, we haven't just been not traveling, Marla. We've also been staying at home. So we really haven't experienced our own hometowns as much as we might have normally. So there may be many things we haven't done. For example, I live in New York City. I certainly haven't been to Broadway shows in a while. I haven't been to a lot of restaurants in a while. Whatever your hometown is, and maybe within an hour or two of that, anywhere you feel comfortable going where you don't have to then spend the extra money to stay in a hotel and do all the logistical extra costs that come along with it. Absolutely take advantage of that and explore that.
Let's dive a little bit deeper into inflation. Everyone is dealing with it at the grocery stores, at the pump. What can people do to pinch a little here and a little there to save?
Yeah, first of all, realize that this is not on you. This is happening to everyone, and nobody has done anything wrong in terms of being hit by inflation. So if you feel that pinch, do not feel any sort of shame and get proactive about what you can do. What you can do is really think about the things that you can control. One of the easiest things to take control of is your debt, especially high interest debt, which is getting that much more expensive. And it's important, as I said, because this is not, or in spite of the fact that it is not anyone's fault, to enlist the help of technology and apps that can help you get that debt down. For example, Tally is an app that can help you manage your debt. It can assess the most efficient ways to pay down debt. And if you qualify through a personal line of credit, you can pay down that debt as much as twice as fast. Or another thing to be thinking about, Marla, that's important because we want to make sure people have those emergency funds in place. Maybe you pay down your debt at the same pace, but you then have extra cash to put into an emergency fund. So you have that financial backstop, which is so important these days.
What about trying to save money these days with inflation up? A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck. What advice can you offer them if you feel deprived? You want to be able to spend a little bit, but you know you need to save.
Yeah. So the first thing you want to do is know where you stand financially, because so many of us avoid even knowing the numbers. For example, a recent Tally survey found that 1 in 4 Americans with credit card debt don't even want to look at their finances. And I don't blame them. It's scary to look at the numbers sometimes and to think about it. It can be overwhelming. So the first thing is actually know where you stand. It may not be as bad as you think. And then go through. We tend to budget when we need to in a certain crisis situation, but maybe you want to go through your budget again and again. And even if you don't feel you have to cut your budget right now, go through and assess what would I cut if things get tighter so that you feel like you have a plan and you feel like you have runway and you have that sense of control over your budget. There may be little things in your monthly bills that you're not spotting. So make sure you comb through not just your last month, but also maybe through the quarter, maybe even half a year. I've even been caught off guard by something that I have automated that's once a year. And you don't realize you have that subscription, but go through 1 year and see, oh, I subscribed to this a year ago. I want to make sure it's not renewed. Make sure you don't have that auto renew on. So go through very carefully with a fine tooth comb all of your bills and make sure you have a firm handle on where you are and where you will be.
Okay, we have less than a minute, Bobby. I do want to ask you, though, for those who are in the market for a home, is now the time to buy, knowing that the interest rates are up?
So we don't know where interest rates are going. So they're up, but they might be up more. What I would tell people is lead with where you want your life to be. If this is the right time for you to own a home and that's something that is your goal, maybe you downsize in terms of your expectations. Maybe you be, you know, always stick within your budget. But if it is something that you can make affordable, again, by adjusting your expectations, perhaps, I still think that it is something that people should pursue. Know also that if you are in, if you do have to get a loan that is more than you had hoped in terms of the interest rate, know that you can always refinance if rates go down. So you don't want to hold off saying, oh, rates might go down. Get the rate, the best rate you can get. Keep your credit score up, by the way, to make sure you can. You can do that by never paying your credit card bills late, but do the best you can in terms of a mortgage and know that you can refinance down the road. And know also rates could go even higher. So keep that in mind and do what's right for you and for your life.
Great words of wisdom from personal finance expert Bobby Rebell. Thank you so much. I'm sure we'll see you again soon. We have so many questions. All right, coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, just when you thought it was safe to travel again, along comes new, more infectious COVID subvariants. We've got an expert with us to talk about what you can do and should you be worried? We'll talk to him about that coming up. Welcome back. As if we did not have enough challenges to our summer travel, now we're feeling the impact of a couple of new COVID-19 subvariants. Joining us is this in-depth regular, Dr. Matt Waxman. He's an emergency room doctor at Olive View Medical Center and teaches emergency medicine at UCLA. You are a big deal, doctor, so thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Marla.
Okay, let's start off by talking about these new subvariants, BA.4 and BA.5. Dr. Waxman, we have dealt with many variations of COVID-19 since March of 2020. Why are these two especially concerning?
These two are really concerning because BA4 and BA5, which I should say, are now the dominant strains here in Los Angeles County and the United States, you know, are different from the original Omicron in that they are very, very transmissible. In fact, this is probably the highest transmissible strain we have seen throughout the whole coronavirus pandemic. And really that's related to these changes in that pesky spike protein, which allows the virus to attach to our cells. There's a number of changes in the spike protein that allows that virus, it gets better over time, which every variant, to really infect us. Kind of going back to the Delta strain, which is 2020, 2021, we are not seeing a large number of hospitalizations with this, but really high transmissibility and an increased number of cases.
And we're also seeing people who have already been infected with COVID getting reinfected. And this is one of those concerning elements of BA4 and BA5, right?
Absolutely. So we're seeing with BA4 and BA5, the ability of this virus within 90 days of recovering from Omicron, you can get infected again, even if you're vaccinated. Thankfully, like I said before, we are not seeing people admitted to the hospitals in large numbers. Infection is not preventing you from getting reinfected with BA4 or BA5.
So, I mean, we're seeing images of people at work and people out and about in movie theaters. Is this one of those things? I know this has been in the news lately. Is it inevitable that everyone is going to get COVID-19? Is that inevitable at this point in time, given how transmissible these new subvariants are?
I think you have to ask yourself, if you had a cold, if you had the flu, I think it's going to become really similar. So we are definitely going to see everybody infected at one point. And having been infected in the past is not going to prevent you from being infected, as you mentioned, with variants like BA5.
L.A. County is poised to enter the CDC's high transmission category before the end of this month. If so, that would trigger the indoor mask mandate again. This is per the health director. Do you think that this is necessary, given that Ventura County, for instance, in our viewing area, is in the high transmission category, and that health director has decided not to reinstate the mask mandate?
I think it's necessary. I think it's the sort of thing as when it's raining outside, if it's raining really hard, you pull up your umbrella. And when it doesn't rain as hard, you take down your umbrella. So I think we all have to be sort of facile with this and able to adapt. I do think we're getting closer to an indoor mask mandate.
The other thing about this is the ability, as I mentioned, to reinfect. And then also, of course, we know that vaccinated people obviously catch COVID because the vaccine is doing its job. It's keeping people from dying, from ending up in the hospital. I want to stress that as well. But are you hearing in terms of new vaccines for the boosters that they are altering them because of these more transmissible subvariants?
Absolutely. The vaccine that we have out there now was designed probably about a year ago. So it doesn't even take into account Omicron. It doesn't mean to say it doesn't work. It works well at preventing you from getting very sick and needing to be hospitalized. But it's not specific. It's not really geared towards Omicron. We expect in the fall, both Pfizer and Moderna are going to have vaccines that are rolling out that have been tweaked for these variants of Omicron, such as BA4, BA5, that we're seeing right now.
What about for parents who are watching? And we know that the youngest ones are now eligible to get vaccinated. But we do know that those rates, at least between 5 and 11, are very low, the vaccination rates. So a lot of parents seemingly hesitant. What would you say to those hesitant parents?
I'd say to those hesitant parents that preventing COVID is all of our responsibilities. And one thing you do when you go ahead and you vaccinate kids 5, 6, 7 years old, you're preventing grandma, an older aunt or uncle, family friend or neighbor, or somebody you may not even know in the movie theater from getting COVID. So it's not just about the children. It's really about our community.
Final question here. People who are hesitant to travel, it's summer because of COVID. They're afraid to get back out there in life and go to restaurants, movies, et cetera. What would you say to them?
I'd say to them, be prepared. It really helps that anxiety about getting out there with COVID. I'm traveling right now, and the precautions that I take is that when I'm somewhere, such as an Uber or a bus or a train station or the airport, where I may not have to wear a mask, I'm going to wear a mask during that high-risk period. The second thing is to pack a little travel kit, hand sanitizer, extra masks, and be prepared for delays and putting that mask on when you need it, when you're in an unexpected environment where there's a lot of people that are close to you.
Well, I told our viewers that you are a big deal, and you proved yourself, Dr. Matt Waxman. Thanks so much for your expertise today.
Thanks, Marla.
We'll be back with more Fox 11 News in depth right after this. If you want to hear an audio version of this show, check out the podcast, What the Hell, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehellpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in depth. Thanks for being with us. Have a great week. We will leave you with some fantasy fodder for your upcoming vacation. This is an animation of a gigantic flying hotel called the Sky Cruise. It's powered by 20 nuclear engines and artificial intelligence. The luxury hotel would have restaurants, shopping malls, gyms, theaters, a pool, and room for 5,000 people. Once it takes off, it would never land. Right now, this is just an experimental concept, but we can dream.